We would redo the coin toss, and Harbor Beach would have the ball first as Ubley wins the coin toss. And Devin Finkel on second down would cap off another one, a two-yard touchdown run, followed right after by a Devin Puff two-yard two-point conversion. Harbor Beach getting both two-point conversions in overtime to go up 8. Ubley would have to respond. Fourth and goal from the one-yard line. Ethan Lemke punches it in, needs the two-point conversion. I believe they handed it back to him again and stood up at the goal line, and the Harbor Beach defense would make the biggest stop of their careers on the goal line to keep the two-point conversion from scoring, and Harbor Beach would hold off the surge from the Bearcats 28-26 in triple overtime.
28-26, unbelievable finish here in triple overtime. Like Dave just said, we're still coming down from this game. It was a thriller all the way from the very get-go. You know, Ubley came out and scored and had all momentum on their side, but then Harbor Beach responded, and it was a back-and-forth game, and, you know, it was turnover of downs here, turnover of downs there for Harbor Beach. Ubley gets a punt blocked. Harbor Beach scores on that short drive on short field, but then they really can't do anything else. Ubley had all momentum going into halftime. You know, Harbor Beach can't punch it in. You know, same thing in the second half. Every time Harbor Beach break, Ethan Hessling breaks out on the final play of the third quarter, and it puts Harbor Beach all the way down inside Ubley's red zone, and they come up with a goal line stand at the 8-yard line. So, I mean, this game back and forth the whole time, and here Ubley makes a stand after stand, but then yet, when all said and done, Harbor Beach somehow stops Ubley on a two-point conversion for the victory.
It was a game of runs, like you would see in the middle of March in college basketball. Uh-huh. One team would get something going, Ethan Hessling's 70-yard run, only to see Ubley make four really good defensive plays to stop him from scoring anyways. And neither team's able to get a two-point conversion Harbor Beach gets all of them in the overtimes. So it's amazing how this game kind of pulled your emotions in Ubley's favor and then Harbor Beach's favor and back and forth all game long. So a game of emotion, both teams struggling to try and keep it on their sideline. At the end of the day, the Harbor Beach defense makes a huge stop, preventing the two-point conversion and to stop this game. But this game could have kept going for another hour, Clark, and it would have, my excitement level wouldn't have changed. How awesome of a finish this game was and how closely matched these two teams are. And when we look at the stats, Clark, you're going to see more of the same.
Yeah, when two-point game, when all said and done, just let's see here. Oh, just on 22 yards separate the two teams altogether. Ubley actually with 317 yards in offense. Harbor Beach with 295 for the Ubley Bearcats. They were led by, that would be Ethan Lemke. He was a beast tonight. 24 carries, 108 yards, and two touchdowns on the night. He averaged 4.5 a carry. After that, we had Casey Sweeney, quarterback, with 10 carries, 76 yards, and one touchdown. And then William Spicer, 14 carries, 73 yards. No touchdowns for him, but then Shane Ozendowski, 10 carries for 43 yards and one score. Casey Sweeney through the air, 2 for 8 for 15 yards and one interception. And then, you know, so 317 yards on the night, 302 rushing yards for the Ubley Bearcats tonight. Those are huge numbers, especially against the defense that Harbor Beach has been shutting down teams so far. Ubley moved the ball with ease tonight against the Pirates.
They sure had, and I didn't expect William Spicer to play. He had a big impact, 14 carries, 73 yards. He averaged 5 yards a carry. But the Ubley offense turns the ball over twice. You see an interception, which wasn't really a harmful interception, a fumble lost, and a punt blocked. And those are three factors that really helped Harbor Beach stay in this game and kind of survive that initial Bearcat rush.
For the Harbor Beach Pirates, they had 295 total yards on 55 plays. Ubley ran 67 plays, mind you, tonight. Harbor Beach with 37 rushes for 204 yards, and then led by Ethan Hessling, 4 carries for 68 yards. Of those 68 yards, 63 of them came on one play to end the third quarter, which put Harbor Beach in striking distance, but they couldn't do anything on that drive. After that, Michael Anderson, quarterback, 12 carries for 61 yards and a score, a 7-yard run there. Then Devin Puff, 12 carries for 41 yards. And then Devin Finkel showing up big time on both sides of the ball in overtime, double overtime, and triple overtime. 9 carries, 34 yards, and 2 touchdowns, both in overtime. Michael Anderson through the air, 7 of 18 for 91 yards, and I do believe that in one interception there. which gave the ball back and moved on to third overtime there. But Michael Anderson, 7 for 18, 91 yards, including one touchdown, a 15-yard completion to Parker Yan, which tied this ball game, or which put Harbor Beach up 12-6, leading in that third quarter. But Dave Hansen, you know, Harbor Beach's offense, they're clicking, 204 yards, but you obviously took away the big play potential of Devin Puff and Devin Finkel, and then Ethan Hessling breaks one out. But Harbor Beach found different ways to score, to move the ball when they needed to.
This offense has to play better. There's no question about it. You can't be 3-for-10 passing in the first half. They're going to run into a good team that is going to take advantage of that. The Bearcats almost did. Four completions. He was 4-for-8 in the second half, which is much more manageable as a Harbor Beach offensive player. But, Ethan Hessling, that big run was huge. Even though that drive stalled, they ended up not scoring on that play. But they definitely took Devin Puff away. Devin Finkel didn't get many attempts in the regulation, which is criminal in a sense. He is a vital part of this offense, and clearly they realized that was very important because he got all the carries in the overtime. So that's what really matters. He got him at crunch time. Got him at crunch time when it mattered and is able to punch in a couple touchdowns. And his coaching staff, I think, realized how important he is, and he puts the finishing touches on for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Now let's take a look at the other side of the ball, the defense. This was truly the story of the game, as it was a back-and-forth ball game. Ubley with 39 tackles on the night, 5 tackles for a loss, no sacks but 2 tip passes and 1 interceptions. One interception, no fumbles on the night on Ubley's defense. They were led by, let's see here, as I pull up the stats all the way, Colton Rosenthal, no surprise here, 8 tackles for him, Logan Hulbert with 6 tackles, Ethan Lemke at 4, and then a slew of 3 here, Nathan Partica, Adam Weber, Nolan Van Erp, and Casey Sweeney each with 3 tackles for a loss. On top of Colton Rosenthal's 8 tackles, he also had 2 tackles for a loss, Logan Hulbert on his 6 tackles, he had 2 tackles for a loss, and Adam Weber had 1 tackle for a loss on top of his other tackles, which I can't seem to find him all of a sudden here. But regardless, big night for everyone on this Ubley defense. Ethan Lemke, 2 tip passes, 1 interception for Ethan Lemke, just wreaking havoc in that secondary for the Ubley Bearcats. On the other side of the ball, for the Harbor Beach Pirates, they were led by Devin Finkel. Big play, big night for him. The senior linebacker, senior fullback, 11 tackles for him. Nathan Seaman close behind at 10. Evan Spoglinski on the line, junior linesman. 9 tackles for him. Kendall Kentner, 8 tackles. Ethan Hessling, 7 tackles. Some big numbers there on 60 tackles on the night for the Harbor Beach defense. 1 tackle for a loss, 1 sack, 2 tip passes, 1 interception, 1 forced fumble, 1 recovered fumble, 1 blocked punt.
Absolutely. What an outstanding game. And, you know, now that the Harbor Beach Pirates won, I mean, if you were handing out a game ball, there's no question in my mind it would be Devin Finkel, without question. And if you looked as the game ended, you would never have said that. He might not have been in your top 5 because he got forgotten about. He didn't get many carries throughout the game, but when the overtime came around, they realized that, and he got the first carry of overtime, and he was rewarded, and he rewarded his coaching staff and his team with a 10-yard touchdown run. And Harbor Beach never really looked back, as they always had the ball first in overtime. They always scored first, and Harbor Beach had to respond. Ubley had to respond, correct. But you turn around and Devin Finkel has an outstanding game on defense. He leads the team with 11 tackles. And, oh, by the way, on double overtime, who made the tackle on 4th-and-1 to prevent Casey Sweeney from getting in the end zone? Devin Finkel. So this team has a whole bunch of players on it. Not Bearcats do as well, but in this case, the Harbor Beach Pirates has a whole bunch of guys that can hit you at any time. And even though you can fall asleep on Devin Finkel for 4 quarters in triple overtime, he was the man in the overtimes, and that really helped get Harbor Beach just over top of this Bearcat assault.
Unbelievable night here. And it's Devin Finkel on both sides of the ball. You know, entering overtime, he had 6 carries for 20 yards of the night, including his last carry, -5 yards. In overtime, 3 carries, 2 touchdowns for 14 yards, plus that goal line stand in second and double overtime, plus, you know, just some big things as well. So Devin Finkel, hands off to him. But it's literally, these rosters, of course, the JVs are moved up in the postseason. Hats off to both teams. It didn't matter who won this game. This was one of the best games we've ever seen in eight seasons.
Oh, absolutely. I've called games with you at the Superior Dome. We've done Ford Field. We've done the eight-player championship over in Grand Rapids, Greenville. Yeah. We've been at Alma.